Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. Cash arc prices today are expected to be steady to weak amid almost universal uncertainty about how well healed packers are for hogs Friday and Saturday. Terminals are called mostly steady to 50 cents lower, with top prices from $29 to $33. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, November 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,655. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $39.50 to $47. The weighted average was $44.16, a gain of 41 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.47 to $36.34, and the weighted average was $34.13. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,129. The base price range was $38.25 to $48.31. The weighted average was $45.07, a loss of $2.32 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31 to $38, and the weighted average was $36. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And as we go to South America, no big changes in the weather in the near term, but there are some signs of some change, some improvement for crop conditions and potential as we go out to this upcoming weekend and beyond. First of all, looking at Brazil, and it looks like in Brazil, a few showers and thunderstorms occurred in central and southern growing areas over the weekend, but the driest areas of Brazil to the north remain dry. And over the weekend, the same thing occurred in Argentina. Dry weather continued in some areas in Argentina, remain very dry. So we will talk about that in a moment. And it does look like warm weather is going to prevail this week. Temperatures are going to run warmer than average over much of Brazil and Argentina. But we do have a storm system that will be working into South America later this week, and that will start to increase chances of rain as we get later into the week. So it's still several days off. Now, for the central and southern production areas of Brazil, because they have had rain in recent times, a little bit of dry weather this week will not be a problem for them, as they are probably going to get some more planting done. It looks like over the next few days, the best chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms will come to the central production areas of Brazil. That would include Paraná, Mato Grosso do Sul, also São Paulo and southern portions of Minas Gerais, southern Goiás, and southern Mato Grosso. But much of the Brazilian bean belt will be dry here over the next several days. Now, as we head toward the end of the week, there will be some rain starting to work into southern Brazil. That would include just basically the state of Rio Grande do Sul. And then that rain shifts northward as we get into this upcoming weekend. And almost all production areas of Brazil will get some rain. And here's the big question mark. As a front moves through, will there be enough rain in some of the very dry northern areas? It looks like there's definitely a chance for the first time in a long time of some significant rainfall in Bahia and northern Minas Gerais and northeastern Goiás. That won't be until next week, so it's not a definite yet. But as we look toward the future, it does look like some of the drought-stricken areas of the northeastern production area of Brazil will finally get some rain of significance early next week. So that's one thing that I'm sure some of the traders will be looking at. So in general, it's going to start out rather dry early this week in Brazil, but then turn wet this weekend into next week. And that timing is good for planting, followed by emergence. Now, as far as Argentina is concerned, they're very dry in Buenos Aires, La Pampa, Cordoba, Santa Fe. It does look like some rain will be coming there later this week as a storm system moves through. So they have some prospects for some needed moisture at that time. So the next few days will remain dry. They're still very dry there, but prospects of rain are on the weather maps. Now, as far as the Midwest Corn Belt is concerned and the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, We do see some changes in the weather pattern starting to take place. It's going to be mild in many areas the next couple of days. Showers will develop in the upper Midwest first and then move into much of Illinois and Indiana Tuesday night and Wednesday. That will be followed by a push of cold air, which is going to cover the entire region then from Thanksgiving on through the weekend into next week. Now, it looks very dry after this one system goes through. Now, for the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, it does look like some showers late this week, especially for southern areas. The Delta and Southeast will be wet. And it looks like the Delta and Southeast will get some much-needed moisture, especially the drought-stricken Southeast. But the hard red belt probably not getting as much rain as some producers would like out there. But nothing unusual for this time of year either. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 773, down 1.5. Last trade up 8.5. March, 785.5, down 3.25. Last trade up 6.25. The Chicago Board of Trade December wheat opened at 750.75, up 1.25. Last trade up 6.5. July, 664.75, down 3/4. Last trade up 3.25. December corn opened at 379.5, make it 79.25, down 1/4. Last trade up 5.25. July, 413.75, down 1. Last trade up 5.25. January beans opened at 1079, up 1.25. Last trade up 11.25. July, 1101.75, down 0.5. Last trade up 11.75. Take it out to November of next year, 1016.25, down 3/4. Last trade up 10.5. December soybean meal opened at 292.10, down 20. Last trade up 230. December soybean oil opened at 44.94, up 12. Last trade up 39. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
New contract highs in the bean market overnight, I guess spurred on by the oil.
Spurred on by the oil and some outside demand that's out here. We've seen some decent demand with South Korea in here looking to pick up some, I think they were 350,000 tons of corn is what the talk was. You've got wheat demand out here being kicked around with India in the market. I don't know that we trade much of that due to our phytosanitary issues that we've got. And then you've got China announcement for another 221,000 tons of beans. So I think you've got demand that's really starting to kick in and help pull us along. Along with the energies were higher overnight, although they've lost most of their flare. They're only up 24 points right now in crude oil, and it's back down to the lowest levels that it's been pretty much all night last night. So I think you're going to see a higher market. It's going to be a short week. You got option expiration on Wednesday. I think the critical points are going to be the $11 mark on the January beans, which they don't have anything that affects the option side of it. But then you also go over to look at corn. If we start to approach $4 on these corn, you've got, I think, a tremendous amount of shorts out there, well, just positions, period, in these $4 calls that will get people a little bit antsy. I think the short calls would be the ones that would be worried if we get up into that realm.
So when we close on Friday, do we see that beans in the January take out the 1099.5 high from the 88 drought?
That would be my guess, is that they will. That you'll go up and take that out yet this week, and then probably on Friday you may be back below that. Fridays are usually a dicey day of trade. Typically ends up being a higher one, as I recall. I need to go back and look at my numbers again. I haven't done that yet today, Dave, but I think typically you're higher on the day after Thanksgiving. It's going to be a thin trade because we'll have short sessions on both Wednesday and Friday.
Does wheat manage to avoid a breakdown to $7 this week?
Oh, this week it probably does, but ultimately we're headed there, Dave. But this week you've done enough damage to it, plus you held the lows last week. The lows for the move on Friday, and I thought you were going to break through those. So we're due for a little bit of a bounce in the wheat market, and that probably helps hold the wheat together this week. And then next week we probably come back in with sellers again. A little bit of concern about frost down in Argentina on their wheat crop, but their sales are up to 8.8 million tons, which is more than what they sold last year all year.
And so the opening calls today?
I'm going to go with the 4 to 5 better in the corn. I think you'll be 8 to 10 better in beans with the energy backing off just a little bit. I think wheat's probably going to be up 4 to 5 cents as we get started here this morning.
Turn your attention to the Merck.
Big kill week again last week. We killed 2.362 million head of hogs last week. Talk is we're going to try and kill 300,000 head this Saturday. So we'll be right at 2 million head for the week this week, even with Thanksgiving in the middle of it. So I guess I think that you're probably going to continue to struggle in the hog market just because the amount of pork that's available. Cattle on feed report on Friday was fairly mixed. I think pretty much in line with what the trade was looking for. I would call that slightly negative. So I'm going to go with a mixed opening for hogs and slightly easier cattle opening.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.